Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Lamed Tes, and we continue in Ein Bein Hamudar, the discussions of a Mudar Hana, and we are towards the bottom of Lamed Chesam Beis, first wide line, Velo Yazun. The Mishnah had told us that if somebody's Mudar Hana from their friend, they are allowed to do certain actions for them, but not others. The Mishnah had said that they're allowed to feed their family, even though they're the husband, the man, is chayev in the mizonos of the family, but there was a machlokas tanaim about the animals. The Tanakama, the Chachamim held that one is allowed to feed their animals, doesn't matter if they're kosher or non-kosher, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, they're allowed to feed the non-kosher animals because they're ultimately not going to eat them. But they're not allowed to feed the kosher animal because that's fattening them up, and that is considered a direct hana. Fine. Says the Gemara, v'lo yozeres behemto bein b'chulu. The Chacham held that you're not allowed to feed his animals at all. Tanya, says the Braisa, Yehoshua ish Uza Omer. Zon avadav v'shivchosav hakananim v'lo yozeres behemto bein tmeya bein tahora. Yehoshua ish Uza says that one is allowed to feed the avadim of the mudar, but one is not allowed to feed the animals. Expanding on the sheet of the Chachamim, meaning the contrast. The animals are off limits, but the Avadim are not. Why? My time, Avadim v'shevchosav ha-kananim, our girsa is, l'man charusa avidan. Behema l'pituma avida. What does that mean? Well, let's say the contrast first. Animals, you dafka want them fattened up, because when they die, you're going to eat them. And therefore, if they're more fat, or if you're going to sell them, if they're the non-kosher animals. But either way, you like them fattened up, and therefore there's an afkamina if they're fatter. The avadim, if they're fattened up, that doesn't make a difference. So therefore, it is allowed to give them hanab. What's that word, leman charusa? So again, our girsa is leman charusa. The Ran quotes another girsa that says, lemin karusa. Lemin karusa for the word nikor, to clean. Lenakera bayus latashmish bilvad. They're used to serve. So what difference does it make if they have a couple of extra pounds, a couple of less pounds? We don't assume that a couple of more pounds will cause them to be better or worse. That's the assumption of the line. The argirsa, though, is lamin charusa, from the word nechira. What does nechira mean? It's the opposite of shchita. Shchita means I shechted in order to eat it. Nechira just means that the animal's killed, and I don't partake of it after it dies. So that's what's meant here, that after the Eved dies, it's not that if there's a larger Eved, I get more Hana'a from it. The last line of the Ran. L'nechira ba'alma, shekshein meisin manichano samein adam ochlan. Meaning, you don't eat them, so that is why it doesn't make a difference how big they are or not. The Isser of Achilas Basar is quoted by Rishonim, but it is not clear where it is Usser from. Meaning cannibalism. What's the Isser of Basar Adam? We know Nevela is Usser. We know Trefa is Usser. We know non-kosher is Usser. Where's the source in the Torah that Basar Adam is Usser? Is it worse? Is it better than Nevela? So Tosfos Maseches Ksubis has a Deya at least that says it's Usser Durabanan. It's not even Usser Daraisa. It's Usser Durabanan possibly. Tosfos on Daf Samach Amud Aleph has a Deya. Desvarehu Yoser Lukma Abasar Ulahatir Basar Midam. Dein iser baser noig bakol ela mechayim. Avodam iser noig bakol mechayim ela chavisa yazadeya. In the continuation, towards the end of the Tosfos. That's one day in Tosfos. But many Rishonim say, somehow it's Asa Daraisa. Where would it be Asa Daraisa from? The Ramam holds it's an iser ase. It's not a los ase anywhere. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat human flesh. Rachman al Islan. But the Ramam says, Inokos machalas asuros. Ha'adam. Even though it says in Brachos that man is nefesh chaya, it doesn't mean that he's a halachic chaya. It doesn't mean that he's a balas parsa, and he eats we don't have to chew our cud and have split hoofs. Lefichach eino belosase. So that's what the Rambam says. Human is not included in being a losase. Via ochal mi besar ha'adam o mechelbo, bein min achai, bein min ames, eino loke. There's no malchus, there's no isid araisa. Aval aser hu ba'ase. Shaharei mana hakasuf shivas mine chaya. The Torah tells us the seven types of chayos v'amar bohen zosa chaya asher tochlu. The Torah says eat these. Mashba, don't eat anything not on the list. Hakol shu chutz v'man lo sochlu v'lav haba mechlal asay. And that's why one is not going to get malchus for that. Again, that's a big topic. But that's alluded to here in this run on the word of Lamin Charusa that we're not going to eat our avadim, right? We're only going to eat our animals, and that's why it wouldn't make a difference to give hanah and fatten up the avadim if somebody is mudr hanah from me. Good. Says the Mishnah. Hamudr hanah mechaveiro. So, as we have seen throughout Nedarim, I would say Nedarim is somewhat of a underrated Masechta. Besides Nedarim, I know I said that about a number of Masechtas, but really Nedarim, if you think about even what we've just had, and we've only been halfway through the Masechta, we've had some major shasugis here in Nedarim, a major dafim about certain topics that don't appear anywhere else in Shas, or at least this is one of the major places in Shas for a number of the topics. The Chiv of Talmud Torah was discussed back on Daf Ches, Mitzvahs Lav Lahenos Nitnu, one of the major sugyas we had back on Daf Tezvav and Daf Tezayin. We have issues between husband and wife we had on Daf Chaf. We had anger, all the issues, the Chazals about anger we had back on Daf Chaf Beis. Brismila, we had a couple of Dafim about Brismila. And now we are going to have a couple of Dafim about Biker Cholim, and one of the places in Shas, one of the sources in Shas. The main discussion is right here, Biker Cholim. And again, that's besides the smaller topics that have come up along the way, that we've had one line about, Sitzis is connected to Kol HaTorah Kula, and Mirasal Gavokim is Mirasal HaHedyot. If we think about what we've had over the past month or so, it's really amazing. Dina Zabachus Adina, Onus Rachmana Patre, major Shas topics that have come up. Okay, but now we get into issues of Biker Cholim. Says the Mishnah, Hamudr hana mechaveiro. If somebody is mudr hana from their friend, v'nichnas levakro. The question is, how do they do biker cholim? I'm not allowed to, well, it's unclear. We'll see in which direction is the iser hana going from. Somebody is mudr hana from someone else. Can biker cholim be performed between them? Says the Mishnah, v'nichnas levakro, omeid avalo yoshev. He's allowed to go in and stand up when he visits the sick, but he's not allowed to sit down. Why should there be a difference between sitting and standing? We'll have to see. Is it who's asked to get hana from who? We'll see. Umarapeo refuas nefesh avalo refuas mamon. And the person is allowed to heal them, refuas hanefesh, but not for some type of money. Again, we'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Says the Rush on this Gemara, even though there are certain limitations in terms of the Biker Cholim, but the Rush quotes the Tosefta here, don't think that applies La'achar Misa. The Rush says here in Perek Dalet at the end of Siman Zayin, Tosefta, Hamudr hana mechaveiro, mevi lo aron v'tachrichin chalilin umakonanos. All the burial needs can be taken care of. Why? She'ein hana'a lemesim. Right, there's no hana when it comes to a mace. If I'm somebody's mudr hana from someone else, they're allowed to benefit them after they die. The umdana is, and the halachas of the hana only apply b'chayim, but not when it comes to la'achar misa. That's the Tosefta here in Perek Beis. Number one, so all the limitations are just while he is sick, but not after he dies. The achronim wonder on this Mishnah. We still don't know what the Mishnah is talking about, who's mudr hana from who, but ask the haflos nedarim, why isn't this a neder that is against the mitzvah? Or a shvua that's against the mitzvah. And therefore it shouldn't be cham. And we had the Mishnah earlier. Nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Or noder against a chefsa shel mitzvah. So pashas, this is a type of shvua. There's no chefsa involved here. So why don't we say nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Therefore he cannot make such a shvua. We know mushba v'omei mehar sinayu. If somebody took a shvua against doing a mitzvah, it's not chal. Because he is v'chuyiv, he's already taken the shvua at Har Sinai to do all the mitzvahs. So why here does it seem to be chal, and it would be limited, sitting, standing, and the other limitations? So a couple of answers. The Haflos Nedarim says, number one, maybe it's an Isser Kolel. We know there's a principle by Isurim, even though in Isser Chalal Isser, there are certain exceptions. One is, if there's another Isser that is more inclusive, so that it can be chal on what is not usher yet, and then it can be chal on what is usher already. So to hear, if a person says, I'm mudr hana from you, I'm not only being madir, giving you a mitzvah biker cholim, I'm also being madir you from everything. So the fact that it's chal on all other areas which are not a mitzvah allows it to be chal on the mitzvah area too. Number one. Number two, maybe there are ways to do biker cholim without violating. So that's why it's not nishpa levatel as a mitzvah, as we will see. And number three, is haneder kan inu mavato behechrech chas hamitzvah shor yochol avakru b'schar. We'll see. You can get paid to do it, and then you wouldn't be being mahanahim. So, a couple of answers given to that question: why isn't it nishba levatel es hamitzvah? Okay, so now the Gemara says, b'mayas kinon, what's the case that we are talking about? What is the case of the Mishnah? That someone is mudur hana from their friend, which direction is it going in? I bishen nichsei mivaker asurin alachola. Is it when the nichsei mivaker, the visitor's property, is asur on the chola? The one that's mivaker was mudur hana, he's not allowed to give benefit from the chola, so afilu yoshiv nami. So then, why can't he even sit down? Meaning, I'm not allowed to give benefit from you. You're sick. I'm coming to visit you. So why should there be any limitations between what I'm going to do? What, I'm going to sit down, so I'm going to have the comfort of the couch? But you're allowed to give benefit to me. I'm just not allowed to give benefit to you. So what difference should it make? Right? If I'm going to visit you, and we assume that the mitzvah that I'm doing is not called hana'a to you, right? The language of the Ran right here on top. My taima, right? Why would you say it is mutter? De mevaker mitzvah de nafshei avid. Because the mevaker is doing his mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to do bigger cholim. You happen to be the receiver of the mitzvah, but that's not my focus. Unehi de cholim is hani memela. And even though the cholim memela gets hana because you're there, you're making him feel good, shari is still going to be mutter. So therefore, if my nechasim are usher on you, if the nechasim mevaker is usher on the cholah, so then afilu yoshev, even sitting, nami, should be mutter. The language of the Meiri here, when he quotes this question, says the Meiri that ibish nechasim achol asurim mevaker afilu bamida nami. Lo, that's the second half. And the answer, I'm sorry, I skipped a line, the previous line, says the Meiri, if it's Iba Nishayam Avakar Asur and Alachole, Kocham Avakar, he dirishmul Yanami Menu, Zeshu Cholach Shav, Afilu Yoshev, should be Mutter. Why? Shaharim Avakar Mutter, Bahanos Nichsechole, Umutter Leshim Aveso, Vahano Lachole Einkan. It's not called Hano. Why? Shein Bikuro, Male Umorid Lo Lahano Gemura. It's not real Hano. Okay, something intangible that make you feel good. But is there real Hana Gemur if I come visit you? No. So, therefore, says the Meiri, why should it be usher in either case? Why can't I even sit? Next, and the other way, if it's the opposite, that the nechasim of the chola are usher on the visitor, afilu omei namilo. So then you shouldn't be able to even come into my house and stand there. That's what's called drisas regel. Right? That's back in the first Mishnah we had in our parak, back on the Flamen base. Ein ben amuder. If somebody's mudur hana from someone, they can't walk through their yard. So here too, I shouldn't be able to walk into your house, even stand there. So what's the case of the Mishnah that's machalik between omeid and yoshev? So the Gemara has two or three suggestions. Amar Shmuel, first suggestion. La'olam b'shin nechse mevaker asurin alachola. Really, the nechse mevaker, back to suggestion one. The nechse mevaker are asur on the chola. What's the hana that we're talking about here? U'bemakim shenot l'nschar ala yeshiva, ve'not l'nschar ala amida. The case is where I'm coming to visit you and I'm not going to take money for doing that mitzvah. But generally, money is taken for those who come visit people and sit down and stay there for a while. People get paid for that. But just to come in and stand for a second and leave, that people don't get paid for. So therefore, I'm saving you money when I come and I sit. But I'm not saving you money when I come and I stand. That's why the Mishnah says it's usher to come and be mevaker and sit. Because there, sitting and not taking money from him is saving him money. And therefore, it is usher. But if you just come and stand, that's okay. Says the Gemara, my Pascha, how can the Mishnah make such a generalization? Why should we always say that? Oh, it's not about a case of paying for this and not paying for that. Who says? The Mishnah doesn't limit it at all. So the Gemara says, Hakamashvalan, this is what the Mishnah is telling me. Da'af bimakom, shenot l'nschar. Even if you live in a community where they pay people, people are busy, they can't take off from work, so they pay some people to go be mevaker chola, al ha-yeshiva, boy le-mishkal, al ha-amida, boy le-mishkal. One should only take money. The rule should only be taking money for yeshiva, not for amida. Why? Because amida is the basic mitzvah. You shouldn't get paid for doing a mitzvah. You have to do that mitzvah. as we'll see the source, Bezer Shabbat Amid Base. But you should do it, period. But sitting, which is a more the lengthy visit and staying there and involving yourself, so that one could take money for it. That's what the Mishnah is alluding to. And because of that, if I go and I sit and I don't take money from you, then I am saving you money. And therefore, that is usher to a mudar hana. That is suggestion number one. Shmuel. V'ibayas ema, or also within Shmuel, not changing the suggestion of who's usher on who, but v'ibayas ema, maybe there's another reason why yeshiva is a problem and not a mida. Mida raisa, maybe it should be a quick visit, should be fine according to everybody. But the problem is, because the Reb Shimon ben Eliakim, like Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says later on, gzeira shema yish heba amida, later on, we're going to have it a couple of days on Daf Mem Beis. There is a Mishnah that if I'm mudr hana from you, I'm not allowed to walk into your field even during the Shemitah year, which is a problem, asked the Gemara. During the Shemitah year, then your field doesn't really belong to you. It's hefker. We'll have to talk about, is it automatically hefker? Do I have to be mafker it? Afkata de malka, afkata de ara. Right, we'll talk about that. Afkata de gavra. But the Gemara says, so why should it be usser if it's all hefker? Answers the Gemara, you're right. It should be mutter, but the problem is, if you walk into the field, you might stay there for a while. You might stay there longer than the time that is needed to rip off a couple of fruit. So it's a gzera, and then it would be a problem. Because it's only hefker legabe allowing you to go and take the fruit. It's not hefker, you can do whatever you want in this field. So too says our Gemara, that's what we're talking about here, it's a gzera. To go in, first stay for a second, and run out, that's not a violation of the Mudr Hana. But Hachanami says, our Gemara, Gzeira Shemiyeshe B'Yeshiva, it could be that you might stay there. If you're standing, we don't think you're going to stay there too long. You'll stand and you'll run out. But if you're sitting, then you might be relaxing there, you might stay there. And that is why we will be Gozer, says the second day of the Gemara, here will be Gozer against your sitting, so that you don't come to stay there any longer. Right, the difference between these first two opinions might be if you take schar for any sitting or just for lengthy sitting. Right, that could be a difference. But either way, that is all suggestion one of the Gemara. 1A or 1B in terms of why there would be a chilek between yeshiva and amida. But now we get to number two. Ula Amar. Ula says, La olam bishe nichse chole asur balamavakir. The opposite. The case is where the chole's property is asur on the visitor. So now we say, one second. So everything should be asur. The visitor shouldn't be able to walk into the house of the chole. He can't get any ana. Uke go into lo aje mincha yusei. The case is, and this the Rishonim explained, is an umdana. We assume that if I am mudr hana from you, I am not including basic needs that I have. I'm not including, if I'm in dire straits and I need some water, I need some bread, basic needs, the assumption is that it's not included in my neder. So too, basic visiting of Bikur Cholim is considered something that I need to live, I need to not, it's not beyond normal behavior, and therefore, it would be mutter for you to come in. Ihachi afilu yoshev nami, so even sitting should be mutter. And that's considered a basic human need, which we'll get to more why. So where I said, no, ha'efshar b'amida. No, even though it's basic human need, you can still stand. There's a way out. There's a way to fulfill it without being there and sitting. So because you have that possibility, so that is why it is limited. But really, it's considered chiyusei, and that's why it is mutter. Again, if you look in the Me'iri here, why is it considered a basic human need? Says the Me'iri when he quotes Ula. Ula perish lemesh asinah b'derech acheres. He agrees in Psak, but he explains that it is based on Chiyusei. Why? Listen to this. Because people visit him, so people realize, see what illness he has, it's going to become public, people are going to start talking about it, and hopefully maybe you'll hear somebody will say, oh, you know what, such and such a doctor always is good in this type of case, this is a special type of refuah, it'll be before some, so it'll help. The more people that come, the more the possibilities for refuah, says the Me'iri, become greater. And that's why it was considered chiyusei, and the umdana is that is not included in the neder. The more public something is, the better. The Tzitz Eliezer has an interesting tshuva. We mentioned this in a parsha shiur a number of years ago, where we know the minhag olam is for doctors to have cases. And for doctors to have rounds. When they go to the hospital, they pick their most interesting cases and present them to the patients. Go around and they stand there and they go by the patient and they talk all about the patient by the patient in the patient's room. And Tzitzel Eliezer wonders whether that's appropriate or not. This patient doesn't like to be a chefsa. He more or less to be a gavra. And in a case like that, he's a chefsa. So does a doctor want to bring up the case in the call room and to discuss it not in front of the patient? You know, there is a certain case, ... but not going in front of the patient and talking about it and making him or her feel as like a real patient. Maybe if the patient gives reshus, maybe there's the most that you're going to get, says the Tzitzel Eliezer. But doctors, he says, have to be careful in terms of the feelings of the patients. Just because the patient is there and say, oh, the people, the other doctors can learn a lot from this case. You can't embarrass somebody just to be able to learn a lot. One has to be sensitive even in that case. Maybe to talk about the case not in front of the patient, right? Not in the room where the patient hears everything that is going on. So there's a balance, says the Tzitzel Eliezer, between teaching and being able to give over important situations and, you know, the feelings for the patient itself in terms of the misgala, right? It could be that it's good for the patient overall, but one has to be careful. But that's the Meiri right here. Meiri says that one should be, the case of the Bikur brings Gilui of the Choli and Kalita Ripui. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, the Brisa says, Cholahu Nichnas Levakro Chola Beno Shola Bashuk. If somebody is Chola, again, a case of Mudur Hana. The Brisa says that you're allowed to go visit somebody who's Mudur Hana, but the son, you're Mudur Hana from the son, you can't go into the house. You can ask for him, you know, in the marketplace. Shola Bashuk. But you can't go inside the house. So ask the Gemara, why not? Why does this distinction make sense? Bishlamala Ula, according to Ula, to Amar Bishin Nichse Chole Asurin Ala Mavaker, according to Ula, who says, the case of the Mishnah is where the Nichse Chole, right, Ula was the second suggestion, that Ula, the Nechazma of the Chole, Asurin Ala Mavaker, Uke go to the Aje Minche Yusei, and we assume the Umdana is, when somebody is Mudur Hana from their friend, they leave open the possibility of Chiyusei, basic visiting. So Sharpers, I understand, this Chilik. Meaning he can come visit the guy himself because that's basic chiyuse that he has in mind. But his son, who said he had a son in mind? So that's why his son is off limits. So he can't come into his house in order to go visit his son. So we understand that chiluk according to Ula. Ela lishmuel da amar bishin nichsei mevaker asur na lachole. But according to Shmuel, who says the opposite, the case is with the nichsei of the mevaker. The visitor's property is asur on the chole. Maishna hu a maishna b'no. So it's talking about you take schar, the chiluk is because you take schar for this and not for that. So what difference should it make in terms of the father and the son? And the Ran says, it's not only what difference should it make, the son should be more mutter, the opposite direction. If somebody is mutter hana'ah from another person, so he is allowed to get direct hana'ah from his son is already indirect. It's not going to the Brisa even say that the son's going to be more chamor than the father. So not only should it at least be the same, but Leah really probably should be even more mutter for the son. So how does Shmuel understand this distinction? We'll get back to the line of the Brisa. First, let's finish. Amar lacha, masnison, bishen nichse mevaker asur na lachola. Brisa, bishen nichse chola asur na mevaker. Shmuel would say exactly, don't compare the case of the Mishnah and the case of the Brisa. The case of the Mishnah is where the nichse mevaker are asur on the chola, and that's why I have the chiluk of Omid and Yoshev, Shmuel would say. The Brice is the opposite case. The Brice, I would agree to Ula. Right? I agree in principle to Ula. I just don't think that's the case of the Mishnah, Shmuel would say. The Brice is about a case of Nifsei Chola, our usher on the Mevaker. And that's why Chiyusei is Mutter and not Chiyusei is usher. My Pascha. So why does Shmuel think that way? Why does Shmuel think that the Mishnah is one case and the Brice is another case? Amar Rava. Rava says, Shmuel, masnisan, kishite, turning over. Says Shmuel, the Mishnah was the language of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah was difficult to him. My Arya, the Tani Omeid, Avalo Yoshev. Why is there such a chilek? What do you mean? Shmuel the Ran explains that Shmuel agrees to Ula but goes one step further. Ula, you say that the umdana is that if somebody makes a neder, he does not include basic needs like coming to visit, so that should include Yoshev also. Basic human needs is for him to sit there for a little bit and to make him feel good. So the fact that the Mishnah makes a chalip between Omer and Yosef, I don't think your svara could fit in and explain that. Because I think even Yosef should be mutter, based on the svara of Chiyusei. So that's why Shmuel says, I have to understand it the other way. Shema minas, that's why, d'nechsei mevakar asur nalacholas. That's why I think the Mishnah is about that case, and that's why the chiluk is Omer versus Yosef. The Ran says, because the Gemara ends with this kind of line of Shema minas, it sounds like that we paskin like Shmuel. It sounds like that we paskin like Shmuel, and the chiluk is Omer and Yosef. The Tzitz Eliezer, again, Tzitz Eliezer has tremendous amounts of material on medicine. He has in Chelakeh, he has Raman Rachel, which is a large piece, pages and pages and prakim worth regarding all issues of refuah. And then he discusses this, some of these issues about Omer and Yosef. So in Ramat Rachel, there in Chelakeh Simen Yud, he discusses, oh, we'll talk about tomorrow also, but Chovas Atifa Shel Mavakar. We will see, we know, Chazal tell us that the Shechina is Merashosav Shel Chola. The Shechina is with the Chola, right? Imo Anochi Bitzara. So every time there's a Chola, the Shechina is there. So there is behavior that is mandated for a Chola, not only because of the Chola, because you have to make sure that you do whatever you have to do for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, but also for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So he talks about two points. Everybody talks about Ituf. Is there Ituf? So he quotes the Me'iri on our Gemara. He quotes that Shechina Lamala Mirash Osef Shel HaChola, and therefore one should do Ituf. Wow, Ituf, like you're davening? So he quotes, Shadar Tzorach Lez'atif Kedarach Shem Is'atfin Kishahochen Lebeis HaKnesses, Mipnei Kvod HaShchina. He quotes this from the Shla HaKadosh. Like you do Ituf in Shul, so you have to do Ituf when you go to a Chola. Says that Tzitz Eliezer, I find that very mechudash, to say that you have to do Mamish Ituf, like Ituf Yishmaelim. You have to do that. He says, I find that to be very mechudash. And he quotes some deos. He says, yeah, my son showed me there's a Rashi in Brachas that might point in that direction, but I don't think you have to do that. But Ma'amaram Zeshel Mis'ate V'yoshim Lafanav Mechuvin Lorak Al Tzuras Ituf Begadim Elagam Al Ofi Ritziniyut HaYeshiva Shel HaAdam K'shel HaAtzmo. You know what I think this is also talking about, says the Tzitz Eliezer? The way that you're sitting there. Ituf doesn't only mean physically mu'utav and having some type of garment over me, but the state of mind. You have to be in the proper seriousness. Not sad, not making the chola become worried and nervous, but you have to realize you're doing an important mitzvah. B'magbil, parallel, like it's by the dayanim, shetzuchim leshe be'ema b'yira b'atifa b'kovid rosh, like the Meiri says there. So too, shekosei, demisate v'yoshe lefana v'omid b'hachna v'yirat shemayim ka'adam hanoseina libo lahavin ava achrito. You have to understand your responsibility. Sh'ad sha'af ha'chole yargish v'yashav ala shem b'chol avavo. U'kimuvan lo b'tzor shetafchidas ha'chole v'yitzayreyu shezeh osur. So he quotes... He quotes that idea, that he quotes other quotes of Miria Tamar's daf, which we'll have to get to. That's a discussion of and then he talks about that towards the end. What about Omer and Yosef? You shouldn't be sitting on the top of the bed of the chola in terms of the possibility of the Shechina Lamala Mirash Osef Shel Adam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, third line. Amar Reish Lakish Remez Labikur Cholim and Atorah Minayim. Where's the source for Bikur Cholim in the Torah? The hint to it. Why? What do you mean the hint? It doesn't say Beferish anywhere that there's a mitzvah. Right? What's the source of Bikur Cholim in the Torah? So, if you look in the Torah, it doesn't say Beferish. So we'll have to see it. Pasuk in Parshas Korach, which the Gemara will discuss. There are other sources, though, that are quoted in Chazal. At least two. Number one is the Gemara Maseches Sota. The Gemara there says, the end of the first parak, that we have to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in four different ways. Mahu afata. That language is used in Shabbos in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, but the Gemara in Sota also says, Achrei Hashem alkechem telechu. You have to follow Hashem. How do you follow Hashem? Hashem is an Eish Ochla. So, halach achar midosav, which in that context means his maisim. We have to copy Hashem. Mahu. Just like he was Mevaker Chole by Avram Avinu, so do we have to be Mevaker Chola? Mahu, just like he was Malbish Arumim by Adam and Chava, so do we have to? Mahu, Nichem Avelim, just like he was Menachem Avelim by the Avos, when Avram died, so too we have to do Nichem Avelim. And Mahu, Kavar Mesim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, so too we have to. So that's one source. One source of Bikur Cholim is Father HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Being like Hashem, and that's the second to last mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Taryab, Tough Reish Yud Beis, 612, right? That's the second to last mitzvah in the Torah, a number of psukim. 8 times, I think, the Chofetz Chaim points out, on the first page of Avos Chesed. 8 times in the Torah, it tells us that we have to be like Hashem, right? 8 times, l'malo menateva, right? Being like Hashem puts us over the top. That's one source. The Rambam has another source. Somewhat of a well-known source, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel quotes a different source for Bikur Cholim, and that, of course, is under the larger rubric of V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Devarim, the details of the Rabbanon. Mitzvahs Aseh the Rabbanon, the first one on the list, Levaker Cholim. Bikur Cholim, Ula Nachem Avelim, Ula Hotzi Hameis, Ula Hachmes Akala, right, wedding, levayas, ulalavas ha'archim, walking guests out, vela asok, begal tzarchei ha'kvura, and being involved in the kvura, laseis alakasef, velelech lefana, velispor, velachbar, velikbar, doing all the what you could do, vechem lesameach ha'chasen v'hakala, ulasadim b'chol tzarcheim, to be at a wedding, ve'eluin gemilas chasadim shebegufo she'en lahem shir. All of these are gemilas chesed with one's guf that has no maximum. Aval pisha kol mitzvos elam midivrayim, and even though they're all mitzvos derabanan, harehin bechlau v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Says the Rambam, they're under the larger rubric of v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, called varim shata rotzeh sheyasu osam l'cha achirim. Everything that you would want others to do to you, aseo tanata l'yachicha b'tarav mitzvos. You should do to your brother for, in Torah and mitzvos. Meaning midaraisa might be by Jews, a higher level v'chulu. That is the Rambam, regarding after Rechamocha. We've pointed out in the past, it's an interesting, the Ha'ara, the question is better than the answer, that throughout Shas, we find the Ha'afla Rechamocha in very limited areas. Right? Where did we find after Rechamocha? Kill somebody in a nice way. By Bezdin. Bror lo misa yafe. V'yata recha kamocha. Or we find it sometimes by, you know, make sure you look at your wife before you marry them. Right? So you don't get upset that in how she looks after you get married. V'yata recha kamocha. So it's interesting that we find it in a very limited fashion. We don't find it even by the ger that came to Hillel. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Tishriol of Torah on one foot. What was his answer? He didn't say the pasuk. V'yata recha kamocha. He said the negative. He said, what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to your friend. Right, lechavrech lo seven. He says the negative, not the positive. So, interesting question: why the Gemara doesn't just say like what the Rambam says? Right, v'yatzer hakamocha in all of these beautiful applications. There is no mitzvah daraisa doesn't say anywhere to do these beferish. So, some connected to Rav Chaim Vital's thought relating to midos in general. All of these actions are an outgrowth of midos tovos. Rav Chaim Vital says midos tovos are not commanded in the Torah either to be a nice person because that's a prerequisite. Somebody doesn't have midos tovos, then all their other mitzvos are warped and crooked and not fully effective because midos tovos are a prerequisite. That's before everything. So maybe here too, these are an outgrowth of midos tovos, and that's why maybe it is not specifically counted in the minyan ha-mitzvos. So that's the fact that the Gemara asks, Reish Lakish asks, where is the hint for Bikur Cholim? So in other contexts, we have some other psukim quoted, but it's not explicit in the Torah for Bikur Cholim. What would be included in the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, even before we get into what the source is? So the Rush says here, all needs that the Chola has. Bikur doesn't mean just to visit and say hi. It means whatever the Chola needs to be done, so that is included in the mitzvah, says the Rush, right here in the says actually on Tamar's daf, on daf mem, the Rush says, all the needs that the Chola needs for you to do, that is what you should do. All right, and this is related to the question of the Achronim. I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago as well, in terms of being Mevaker Chola al yidei telephone. Being Mevaker Chola through a telephone. Does that work? So everybody agrees that if that's the best you can do, you should do it. There's nobody that's going to say otherwise. The question is that a full kiyum of Bikur Cholim? So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, writes in a tshuva, yes. He thinks, he writes this in Tavshin Tezayin, in the 1950s, he writes this this questioner. So he says, L'maisa, after kiyum ha-mitzvah b'shlemus, lo havi rak b'halichaso l'vakro b'fawal, does shayachim kol ha-inyanim ha-nemarim b'mitzvahs Bikur Cholim, k'di isa b'shas nidarim u'poskim yoradei ha-shin lamed hei. Even though the mitzvah d'oraisa b'shleimus cannot be fulfilled unless you're on the phone, mikol makom b'she'i efsha l'kayim kulam mikayim gamkein ha-mitzvah b'chol prad u'prad v'yish harbe inyonim she'efsha l'asos l'tov azachol al-yidei diburo imo v'imbenei beis or al-yidei telephone. He says you can fulfill it on a d'oraisa level. You can do a lot of things even over the phone. And then he talks about, he has a tshuva related to that. And then he goes through that. But if you look at Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya both have tshuvas, and Rav Moshe says, I don't think that on a d'oraisa level you could fulfill the mitzvah of bigur chol and b'shleimus. You can make it feel good. You can do a lot of great things, but it cannot be a mitzvah done b'shleimus. Rav Moshe writes this in Yeradeya in Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Chaf Gimel be'inyan bigur chol amayde telephone. Even though there are 10 things listed in the Shulchan Aruch, even doing one of them, you go to the mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, I think that's wrong. Pashalani is daiti. Sha'af shemekayim mitzvah de biker cholim, aval eno shayach lomar sheyotze de chavaso. Did you do a piece of it? Yes. Were you yotze? No. Kivan shechaser be biker ze in yonim ha'achirim, sheish be biker cholim. I agree with you that if you can't do all of it, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do any of it. You got to do what you could do. Where's my raya in Shas? That even if you can't do full Biker Cholim, you have to do some? Nedarim daf lamed tes amid aleph. The Gemara we had earlier. Remember what the Brisa said? If you're mudra enough from someone, maybe you can go into their house. What about their son? Shoalu bashuk. Ask how he's doing in the marketplace. What does that mean? Rav Moshe says, well, you can't go in to visit his son because you're mudra hana. But you know, the most you can do is ask how the son is doing. So that those two words are the source in Shas, says Rav Moshe, that if you can only do some of Biker Cholim, that's what you should do. Elish Avshalo Yatzav Azeh Hapatur Mishav Yenei Yochel Kaim Kivin Da Adri Mincha Yusei De Bino Achish Miyana De Bikamaka Mechui Vakayim Masha Avshalo To Lishol Ola Bashuk Ubechalam and Adri Vachuldo. And he continues. There Rav Moshe says, you can't physically do something for the Cholah. You can't be involved in other issues, maybe speaking to the doctors over the phone, whatever you could do. But Rav Moshe says, really, there's a lot more to do when one is there. Rav Avadya also, in the end of Chela Gimel of Yechaveh Das, he discusses this, Ayde telephone, and he, like Rav Moshe says, that Gemara that we quoted also by Mesecha Sota, he's even medayik that if you look in the language of the Gemara by Biker Cholim, it quotes, it's in the context of Halicha Achar Hashem. So halicha means to go, right? That you should try to go. If you go to the chola, omeid mi karov al tzarchei chola, you'll be able to physically help them. Lohoshelo ezra efsharit im chaslo dvar maichal o mashke o trufos food medicine o etza nachona or giving improper advice. Open nikiona bias. Maybe you could help clean out the room and organize things. If it's in the house, clean the house. V'yafilu imu chola shochei beit cholim. And even if there are doctors and nurses, everybody who's being metapel, because those mitzvah li kanisalav, it's a mitzvah to go there. Remember, as we'll talk more about tomorrow, it's a mitzvah to go there when he would appreciate you. If somebody goes at 10:30 at night to visit the cholek, because that's the only time it's convenient for the mevaker, that's no mitzvah. That's because he wants to make himself feel good by doing the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah has to be the tzorach of the cholah, not the tzorach of the mevaker. Because though, says Rav Avadya, mitzvah li kanisei lav levakro ula odedo ula chazko. Even if he has all his needs taken care of by the doctors and the family, it's still a mitzvah if you know the person would appreciate your visit, like the Meiri says here, shema mevaker ohavo, shebikuro arev alav mitzad hana'asam imenu, mekel cholome alav. That already makes it lighter, and therefore one should go there. And then, says Rav Avadya, which talks about tomorrow's daf, through the biker you'll realize the state that the chola is in. Hu misrashem, hu mispael, yoser mi matava chola. You'll be affected by seeing. Ein adom ashmiel ra'iya. And you'll be inspired to daven more if you go and visit the chola. Mis orel avakeshel avrachem b'cholibo, which is also a major part of visiting. Major part of visiting is to daven for them. And therefore, that's why there's a kiyum to go there as well physically. Right, where Moshe writes in a different shuva that the ikker of Biker Cholim is to daven. either while there, you know, quietly or afterwards. Rav Moshe writes this in a different tshuva. In a different tshuva, we mentioned in Parsha Shiurim. This is in Yaradeya in Chelek Dalet Simin Nun Aleph, where Rav Moshe talks about why is it that people come to me and ask me to daven for them? I don't know why they're asking me. Who am I? Rav Moshe writes, you know, they think I'm a great person because I write tshuvas and I came out with the Igros Moshe, but I don't know why they're asking me. They could also daven. I don't know why they're asking me to daven for their cholim. But because they came to me, I have to daven for them. Because that's the Iker Mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, Iker Mitzvah is Biker Cholim, Kedei Sheyispalel, Kisharo'eyu, Kisha Hashem Yisparach, Yishlach Lo Refuah. So Hashem sends him a refuah. He quotes that from Shabbos Yud Beis, Anichlas Lachra Zachola, Omer, Shabbos Umi Lizok. That's what it says. And the Gemara on tomorrow's daf, we'll skip that piece right now, because it's on tomorrow's daf. And he talks about, Nimsa lefize, shemisha mevakesh mechaveiro, mishu af adam pashut, vaf sheinu nizer bemitzvos. Even if somebody's an ish pashut, like me. But still, if they're mamin vashem, that if you daven, so then they're going to be get better. So if you daven for them, somebody asks somebody else to daven for them, so they have a chiv to do that. That's part of the mitzvah biker chola. Okay, now let's get into the source. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish, Remez Lebikr Cholim Atara, Minayin, Shene Emar. The Pasuk is in an unusual place. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Im Kamos Kol HaAdam Yemusin Eileh. He tells everybody, if these people, the Adas Korach, die a normal death, Ufkudas Kol Adam V'Gomer, and they're counted amongst people, so then, what I said, I'm a liar. If Hashem has a creation, so then that means I'm true. My mashba, what does that pasuk have anything to do with Biker Cholim? Amarava, im kamos kol adam yemusin eila, if they die normally, shehein cholim umutalin bari sasan, that they're sick and they're in their beds, right? Since Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu asked in the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, Yaakov Avinu says people shouldn't just drop dead. They sneeze and drop dead. No, they should get sick and be in bed. So since that time, many times people get sick first. So if a person gets sick and is in bed, uvenei adam mivakrim osam. That's what he means by ufkudas kaladam. People come to visit them, meaning if that normally is done, so then fine, then I know what I'm saying is not true. But if something else happens, then you know what I'm saying is true. As the Ben Yehoyada, why is Dafka Biker Cholim learned out from Korach? What does Korach have anything to do with Biker Cholim? So says the Ben Yoyada, Biker Cholim, the root of it, as we have been talking about, is an idea of Achdus. It's an idea of coming together, all Jews are connected. If part of my body is sick, so then my whole body is sick, we all feel it. So that's what it's about. Korach, on the surface, was giving people the impression that he's into Achdus. V'kaleida kulam kedoshim. Right? Everybody is holy and I'm all for on your side. So he was trying to reflect Achdus. See what Moshe says? So if Biker Cholim is done to Korach and his followers, Biker Cholim, which is all about Achdus, is done to Korach, then fine. That shows he's about Achdus. But if something else happens, there's no Biker Cholim done to him, then you know it's all a fake. You know it's all a clack, and you will realize that he is all. And that's why Dafka Biker Cholim is chosen, and obviously there was no Biker Cholim done to Korach, and says the Ben Yoyada, he was all about Pirud, Machlokes, Shalol L'Shem Shamayim. And that's why he is the source. Vayter, once we have the Pesukim of Korach, so we talk a little bit more about it. Ma'abrios Omrim, Lo Hashem Shalachani Lazeb. Right, what would people say if he dies a normal death, that Hashem did not send me, says Moshe. Darash Rava, Imbria Yivra Hashem. What does that mean? If Hashem creates a Bria, Imbria Gehenim Mutav Tihiyah. Right, if Hashem created Gehenim, great. Vimav Yivra Hashem. And if not, you know, he should create it now. Says the Gemara, Eini, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the following. Braisa Vatanya. The Braisa says, the Braisa appears two places in Shas. This is the second time. This is the second time within the Dafyomi cycle we're having this Braisa. So the next time will be, B'Hashem, we have to start again. Right, Psachim Nundalid, and right here, Nundarim Daf Lamates. Shivan Advarim Nivra Godim Shinivra Ha'olam. There were seven things that were created before the world was created. The Elu Haim. And what are they? Torah, Vitshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Vishmo, Shel Mashiach. These seven items, which we're about to quote, the sources in the Tanakh for these seven items. The Shita Mekubetzes here. This is a take-home Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita goes through each one here. Why is it? How are each of these defining for our existence? Torah, Lomar, Ki Iker, Brias HaKol, Lohaya Ela Kadesh, Yekabel Yisrael HaTorah, Sheish Ba Mitzvos Lavod Bahem Konam. Torah is the purpose of the world, that we serve our Creator. She'im eino sham Torah, ech yado la'avod konam. If we don't have the instruction manual for life, which is the Torah, how do we know how to serve Hashem? V'im lo yiyu avadim she'yavdu es ha'melech, ech yikra melech, v'al mi yimshol. Beautiful lashon. That's Torah. Tshuva. Ramzu, ki alba machsheves Hashem li bareyas ha'adam min atachtonim, shem rabo yisodos, we're human, we're made out of the humors, right? We make mistakes, we're not like malachim, right? We try to be like Hashem, but we also make mistakes, so the world wouldn't be able to exist without tshuva. Gan Eden, Gehenem, this is talking about the destiny of people, ki se ha'kavad, ki tchila sabriya alba machsheves Hashem li os ikr di rasa v'kdushaso ha'gdola, the ultimate, plan originally was to have a kisei hakavod above and to have a dior b'tachtonim, beis hamikdash. He talks about the shemayim shemala and the shemayim shemata, all of these, and finally shmo shel Mashiach, right, which means destiny. Remez l'tovat tzafun la'ovdim baram avodah shleima liyos haMashiach ulaolam hanashamos shu'olam haba v'hu hatachlis ha'acharon. Says the Shimon Kubetz, says in his beautiful lashon right here. In the Darim on Daf Lamites, in terms of the seven items, we don't have a Shita Amsachim, so it's right here, right? The seven items that were created before the world was created. Let's go through each one now. The Gemara goes through each one. How do you know each of these? And the question is, what do you mean Gehenim? Moshe saying create Gehenim. Gehenim was created already. Eloheim. Sorry, Torah. Dechsev, Hashem Karani Reishis Darko, right? Reishis Darko. That's the Torah. Vigomer. Tshuva. Dechsev, Viterem Harim Yuladu. Tshuva was created before the world, right? Before the mountains were born. Vatacholel, Vigomer. Tashiv, Enoshadaka, Vigomer. Tshuva was before the world was created. Right? We mentioned many times in different contexts. Tshuva is Lamalam and Ateva. Right? You can't wipe out the past. You could try to repent, but how can you wipe it out? That's something that doesn't go by natural law, and that's why it is created before the world was created. The Maharal writes, right? That's what answers. You don't say the Noda Behuda's tshuva, the question, because Noda Behuda was after the Maharal, but the Maharal discusses, that's why Bez Din can't use tshuva. If somebody does an Avera and then does tshuva, they're still going to get Malkus for it. If the Edom come, they're still going to be Chayim Misa for it, even if they become the God of Adar. Doesn't matter. You can't do Chayvi Mises Bezin and Chayvi Malkus, you can't accept Tshuva for it. Many answers given, but the Maharal says, because Tshuva is Lamalam and Ateva. Bezin can't function with that. Right there, that's based on this Gemara. Gan Eden. Dichsiv, Vayit Hashem Elokim, Gan Be'eden, Mikedem, Vigomer. Right, Mikedem. Gehenem, Dichsiv, Ki Aruch Me Esmol Tafteh. No allusion to Gehenim. Me esmol. Kisei akavod dechsev nachon kisacham me az. Right, your kisei is from earlier. Beis hamikdash dechsev kisei kavod marom me rishon from earlier. Shmo shel Mashiach dechsev yehi shmo laolam. Vegomer, question mark. So you see, Gehenim was created before us. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? Oh, create Gehenim now. Moshe knew what was created beforehand. So ela hachi ka'amar. This is what Moshe means. E ivri le puma muta. If there's a mouth, an opening of Gehenim, fine. Vim lo yivra Hashem. And if not, open it now. Foxiv says the Gemara, ain kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. What do you mean? There can't be anything new created. So hachi ka'amar, you're right. E hacha lo mikraf puma lo hacha likraf. Moshe just means, if the opening of Gehenim is not near here, let it slide over. And let it be near here. Because I want Korach and his Ada to be able to slide right into the hole in the ground. The Shar Masechta Balacha here has an amazing comment. He says, what do you mean? Isn't this a new Bria? Right? If it moves over, isn't that something new? No. Just moving something over is not called something new and really accomplishing. And he quotes the Sugi in Masechta Shabbos, the Daf Beis, Tozan Daf Beis, and Daf Sadivav, of Hotsa'a Malacha Gerua. We know the Malacha of Hotsa'a in the Rishonim, and based even on the Gemara, is an inferior type of Malacha. Why? The Rishonim explained, because you didn't create anything. You just moved from place A to place B. So says Sharm Shem Malacha, maybe that's what it's referring to here. You're just moving something. So it's like Malacha Motzah, Malacha Gerua. And therefore, it is inferior. It's not called a Bria. We talk about Shmo Shel Mashiach being one of the seven items created before the world was created. Just one quick thought on that. The smack, one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs asked the question. We know after 120, we're going to be asked all the questions in Gemara and Shabbos, Kavati Itim LaTorah, Pasakta Beperia Verivya, but one of them is Sipisa LeYeshua. Did you hope for this salvation? He asked the Smach, what's the source for that? Where in the Torah does it say that I have to hope for Mashiach? We know the other ones. There's a source, Talmud Torah, Peruvu. How do you know you have to hope for Mashiach? What's the mitzvah? The Smach in Mitzvah Aleph says it's part of Emunah. Just like we believe that Hashem redeemed us once, we have a chiyuv to believe that He's going to redeem us again. That's the smack, part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Vayter a little bit more. Darash Rav Avar Milam Rabbi Yitzchak. My dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? Shemesh Yareach Amad Zvula. Right, which the pashas of the pasuk is referring to Yehoshua stopping the sun and the moon. But we darshan it relating to something else. The sun and the moon Amad Zvula. Shemesh Yareach Bezvul My Bayin Vaberakia Kviyeh. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says that Shemesh and Yirech was in Zvul. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that there were seven levels of heavens. Seven heavens. And the sun and the moon are in the second to bottom one. Right? They're in the Rakia, they're not in the Zvul. So what does the Pasuk mean that they were in the Zvul? Malamed, Sha'alu Shemesh v'Yirech mei Rakia l'Zvul. It means that the sun and the moon went up to complain to Hashem. Va'amru lefanav in the days of Korach and Moshe. Rebbeinu Shlomo imata oseh din leben Amram anu meirim v'imlav ein anu meirim. They threaten God. They say we're not working for you. You know, unless you defend Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Achronim try to figure out why is Dafka the sun and the moon for Moshe, right? Moshe, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, maybe it's connected to that. You know, maybe it's connected to the fact that Moshe brought the Torah and the whole world is created based on the Kiyum of the Torah. Either way, they go and go out on a limb for Moshe. But Osa Shah, Yarab and Chitzim and Chanisos, Hashem, you know, starts throwing at them arrows. It can maybe be spiritual arrows, meaning getting upset. Amar lahem, b'chol yom ayom, mishtachvim lachem, v'yatem me'irim, l'chvodi lo machisem, b'kavad basav adam machisem, people bow down to you all day. Meaning, they don't have any kavod for me. So for my kavod, you're not so upset. Only for Moshe's kavod. When you talk about him, you know, they get very upset. So they're like, okay. So the sun and the moon say, okay, we're not shining at all. So Hashem says, no. B'chol yom ayom, yorom b'em chisem v'chanisos, u'me'irim. Hashem forces them to go out and shine. Even though they don't want to, because they realize that they were wrong and they shouldn't go out for Hashem's covet either. Sheneamar lo'architzecha yahalechu v'gomer. To the light of Hashem's arrows, they go out, meaning they didn't want to go out at all, and they go out anyway. The Chashuk Yechamed here discusses a case, and with this we'll finish, and we'll continue tomorrow, even though it's jam-packed, discusses a case where a child doesn't want to go to school because in school they make fun of his father. And the father says, no, you have to go. And the child's like, no, they make fun of you. And I don't want to go. It hurts me that they make fun of you. Does the father have the right to force his son to go to school if they make fun? The mother says, what do you mean? It's all for your covet. So the Chashuk Chemed here says, oh, it's like Hashem forcing the son to go out even though the son doesn't want to go out for Hashem's covet. So could you compare it? And he's still forced to. So he says, maybe it's not a good comparison because the son doesn't feel hurt by the fact that he goes out. Here the son's feeling hurt. The S-O-N is feeling hurt because of the embarrassment to the father. So, Sarach Ian, Hakolafia Inyan, it could be that the son does not have to go, the father doesn't have to write because the son is being embarrassed by going. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue more with Beaker Cholim on tomorrow's daf.